Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com and buy Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com. Now, hear your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome in. It is the football post-game show on The Score, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Super Bowl Super Bears, dare I say it. I'll tell you what. What a great recovery turnaround. I mean, there's no way around it. That was a big-time win for the Chicago Bears. You got to feel good about it, guys.
Yeah, man, it was a great answer, right? The whole week we were talking about, you know, what are they going to do? And then they were talking about us as media, people on the outside doubting them. I mean, that was a great answer. They came out there and did it. They scored 31 points. I think that's 5 out of the last 7 times Ben Johnson has faced Matt Eberflus. He's put 30-plus points on him. They played a complete game. I thought early, Olin, the line of scrimmage you were talking about, we were getting a little manhandled early, giving up 7 yards a carry. But you know what? Thank God we were ahead. So they had to go to the pass. Then the takeaways, you know, happened. Tyreek Stevenson play on the sideline, that was pretty special. Another one that answered, right? That came back and bounced back and played a great game. So credit to all those guys going out there and shutting us up. You know, I picked them to lose. Yep. You guys picked them to win, and they went out there in dominating fashion and won. And it's great to see. I was hoping to see that improvement between week 1 and week 2, but we got to see it between week 2 and week 3. And they put it on the Dallas Cowboys, and that was a lot of fun to watch. And they deserved it, and we all deserve it here in Chicago.
I talked a lot about them getting a win, right? Getting a win and getting the thing moving in the right direction. It's hard to win in the NFL. Congratulations to Ben Johnson on his first win in the NFL in the regular season. It's hard to do. He went out there, he coached. We saw a lot of the concepts and the schemes and the creative things that he was known for in Detroit. And I thought he did a great job getting his team moving in the right direction. Pat, you talked a lot about in the pregame show, we want to win because of Caleb Williams. I think we saw that today.
Yes.
I think we saw him make a lot of plays, make a lot of throws, and in the pocket. And incredibly interesting to listen to Tom Brady break down what he's doing well, what he could work on. Thought that was a really good insight for the Chicago Bears fans to watch that game. But credit Dennis Allen, right, with his group going into the game. Yes, Pat, they couldn't stop the run. And for whatever reason, Schottenheimer goes to gun passes on 2nd-and-5. Hey, look, that's for them to call. They only give up 14 points. They end up with a bunch of takeaways. They end up getting after the quarterback. The simulated pressures on 3rd-and-down. The guests we had in pregame talked about how from Dallas, talked about how Prescott – struggles with that and doesn't know where the blitz is coming from when you put blitzes at him. And Dennis Allen seemed to know that, so he could get him in 3rd-and-down, could get him to check the ball down. A lot of credit to the Chicago Bears for the game we watched today. And just you knew, we thought going into the game, here's a team they match up with. go get a win. Don't make as many penalties. Don't make as many mistakes. Go make the plays that you need to make. Luther Burden shows up. Colson Loveland shows up. I know he went out of the game, but it was just good to see some of those guys out there making plays. Tyreek Stevenson, man, a lot of criticism, man.
Yes.
Came out there, played good football. Congratulations to him. I think he was who's not. Who's hot and who's not. I think we had him as who's not. But we'll switch that this week.
He was representative. Yes. I mean, he was just kind of representing the defense, as we discussed. No, he listen, he played a great game. I'll tell you what, to me, you know, you love seeing the explosives, right? You love seeing explosive plays. But that drive in the second half when they come out and they go like three and out, whatever it was, and then all of a sudden they march, was it 76 yards, 75 yards? They hold the ball for 9.5 minutes, 19 plays. That is the longest play number of the entire season in the NFL. That was running the ball, and that was grinding it out, and that was something that you thought that Dallas was going to do all day. And the Bears kind of turned it around on them, and then – they go for it on fourth down. You're kind of, you know, I don't know. Boom,
oh,
touchdown.
That was a big call.
Come on.
Yeah, Olin, I had that fourth down circled. I'm like, all right, here we go. I just had it circled, waiting to see what happened. Then DJ's wide open. Ben Johnson called a hell of a game. Just a lot of the times we've been yelling here in Chicago, can't you scheme guys open? And he's been doing that. He had a lot of fun with the flea flickers, the trick plays and things like that. The end around after was it right after a first down that, you know, he was having fun. But Olin, I want to ask you about that 19 play drive, 11 runs in a row.
Yes.
That's an O-lineman's dream, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's like you talked about, Pat, in pregame, we talked about you thought the O-line could go get after this group up front for the Dallas Cowboys. And eventually the game, it took a while, but they warmed up. And in that drive, they got going a little bit. Running backs got going downhill, and, you know, I think they're 8-for-14 on third down, guys, in this game. I mean, that's huge. So you keep drives alive. You keep things going. They got the big plays, and they kept saying they have these chunk plays, but the Cowboys have more time of possession. All of a sudden, you see, right, with a rested defense, you hold the ball for 9 minutes and 50 seconds, I think, Molly, or something like that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
19
yeah,
plays.
It's crazy. Yep.
Just fun to watch. Fun to watch for an old lineman. On the field, you see guys getting tired. You're trying to wear them out, trying to move guys off the ball. Theo Benedict comes in, does a good job for Darnell Wright. When he went out, Darnell Wright comes back in, Pat. And I thought to myself, you talked about go out there and you don't have to be a leader who screams at everybody. But he comes out there with that big brace on his arm. He's going to play with his guys, right? And that's a leader. Mm-hmm. That's a young guy showing that, look, I want to be out here. I want to play. I want to get after guys. And the Chicago Bears in their third quarter really wore down that Dallas defense and started to get after them. Ben Johnson, just enough misdirection, just enough play action to keep them on the field and keep that drive going and keep it alive. And it was fun. It was fun to watch them win a football game. It was fun to watch the big plays. It was fun to watch the defense get the takeaways. It's good to see the Chicago Bears win a football game at home at Soldier Field.
And Pat, you're right. Like Tyreek Stevenson tearing that ball out of Williams' hands on the sideline there, that was what a play. I mean, what a really smart, heady, good play. And it sort of set the tone for all the big plays to come.
It did. And we were getting gashed, too, on the run. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
They were moving the ball on us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, don't start this all day. Don't establish the run on us. And they were. But that's an opportunistic defense. And that's, I mean, honestly, that guys, like you said, he was, you know, the cold player of the week.
Yes.
He got burned last week. He had to have a long week at Halas Hall. You know, it's no fun after you play a game like that and your name's all across the headlines and you're seeing touchdowns scored on you. But he came back and he bounced back and he played a heck of a game. And that play started it. And I was really happy to see that. And hopefully that can springboard him, you know, to going forward and making more plays like that.
I thought the kind of trick play where they did the lateral, that ball, I mean, like, that ball It went so high in the air. You're like sitting there watching this play develop, and you have this like, oh no. Like you just were expecting something horrible to happen. He catches the ball, and then he threw it like 65 yards in the air right to Bird. I mean, that was sensational. That was a really – after you got it – the operation of it was finished. You were like, wow, really appreciative of it. But in real time, that ball was, it was like a three-point shot. I mean, the arc on that thing was insane.
Mm-hmm. Under pressure, too. Under pressure, too. And, you know, when you impress the greatest to ever do it with your arm talent, you're doing something, right? And Tom mentioned, I don't know how many times, how far of a throw that was and how accurate it was. You know, I think it was 60. I think it said 67 or 68 yards, right in Luther Burden's hands, under pressure. I think that's Kenny Clark coming up the middle, putting pressure on Caleb, and he got rid of it after, like you're saying, Molly. It wasn't the cleanest flea flicker you ever seen. And all the games we watched for Chicago Bears, you're just kind of expecting doom, right? You're like, oh man, this one isn't going to work. But you know, guys, I mean, four takeaways we talked about before the game. Bring it down to five or seven penalties. That's what good teams do. They had six penalties for 41 yards. A lot of things today. Ben Johnson challenged his team, wondered out loud, you know, gosh, I mean, what's he doing? Why don't you just fix it? Today, they showed us they got it fixed. They got themselves a win. Won pretty convincingly against a Dallas Cowboys team that we all saw. Lost some guys, but the Bears don't feel bad because they don't have a lot of guys out there either that should be out there.
Yeah, I mean, guys, what we saw today is winning football. What we've seen the last 2 weeks or last, I guess, the last quarter of the Minnesota game and then last week is losing football, right? That you expect, like, Luther Burden to drop that ball because it's hanging in the air so far, so long. And I think Next Gen Stats said it was the longest throw of the year by any quarterback.
Wow.
And, Olin, I wanted to second what you said. If you can wow Tom Brady, you're doing something. You know, he's watched a lot of football. He's played a lot of great football. And for him to be, you know, wowed by that throw, that says a lot about Caleb. And I want to go back to Caleb and the way he played in the pocket. I do think they won because of him. I thought he played a great game. I thought he saw the field well. I thought the offensive line blocked pretty well as well to help him see that. But, you know, we keep talking about the growth of Caleb. We saw some growth. He played a very, very good game. And I was excited to see that. And if he can continue doing that with Ben Johnson, we might see more games like this.
19-28. 298 passing yards, just a hair under 300, and the four touchdowns. I mean, four touchdowns. That is exactly what you were hoping for. And we talked about in the pregame, we talked, you know, the Bears kind of had score 30 if they were going to win this game. And it turned out that they won handily because they scored so many touchdowns.
Yeah, four touchdowns and four takeaways, Pat. You usually win that game pretty convincingly, right? So Chicago Bears came out today. I thought Caleb did a really nice job, like you're saying. I thought the offensive line battled all day. You know, they attacked the middle of the field. We thought that their zone coverage coming in. We heard from people in Dallas. We had watched them before that they struggled in coverage, and that showed up, you know. And the Bears just kept getting after them with their weapons, and you saw – the design today, you know, even, gosh, it was such a good day. Torrey Taylor downed him inside the 10-yard line. I was like, man, everything. Mm-hmm. And Montez, right after that, Montez Sweat had his first sack. So everything was going, everything that you were questioning going into this game shows up there for the Chicago Bears there at Soldier Field today. And again, just you enjoy the win and really go break it down, watch the film and see what was good and see if you can build off of this heading to play the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah,
we got to be encouraged, right? Mully, we were talking about all the injuries on defense to only give up 14 points. Mm-hmm. You know, that's impressive. Yeah, I was nervous. I think we all were. We all had 30 points for the Cowboys somewhere. You know, we all thought it would be near there just because of that defense. But, again, credit to Dennis Allen. We were questioning him. How would he dial up his defense? How would he deal with a depleted defense? And he did a heck of a job against a Cowboys offense that looked good the first 2 weeks of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I know Dak was having a high completion percentage, but so many of those were passes to the tight end, like on third down. Like they were passes that had no chance of actually converting a first down. They were kind of check downs to the tight end. I haven't looked at the final stats, but I'm guessing that tight end had like felt like the guy had, you know, 15 catches. It was crazy.
You hear Brady was mad that he went out.
82 yards.
Yeah. Did you really? Wow.
Your Brady called him out. Brady was like, Edelman would never leave. Yes. He'd want the ball again. But there were check sounds. And we know, right, that CeeDee Lamb was out the whole game. And
yes.
How many points would you have guessed that they would need if the Cowboys are coming in without CeeDee Lamb, right? So that's a big – but listen, Jalen Johnson's not out there for the Bears. Kyler Gordon's not out there. T.J. Edwards is not out there. We don't have guys either, right? So we're the last team that's going to feel bad for you when you're undermanned. And the Chicago Bears, Dennis Allen came in after giving up 52 points last week with a lot of questions, Pat. And like you're saying, they would never really stop the run today, right? That we just started scoring so many points and getting them behind the sticks. And all of a sudden, I mean, they had a penalty and they made a mistake and they were in third and long where they had to throw the ball. And then those simulated pressures that Dennis Allen lines everyone up on the line of scrimmage, Dak couldn't figure that out. He couldn't figure out where to go with the ball. He couldn't figure out who was coming. They couldn't figure out what zones they were rolling to and yes. whether they're in man or zone or whatever it was. So really fun game to watch for the Chicago Bears.
The stats on Ferguson, 13 catches, 82 yards. He only averaged 6.3 yards a catch.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, it was just a check down Charlie to him, yeah, which was that's fine by me.
Do you feel it was sustainable? And I mean, you know, in a funny mirror kind of world, the Bears, barring one bad fourth quarter, and I know they got routed last week, but they could conceivably be 2-1. They were in control of that game for three quarters of it and fell apart in the fourth quarter. And now here they are. I know Dallas is not a good team, and I know they started 1-2 last year, and here they go again. But you're right, Olin. I thought when CeeDee Lamb went out, when he came back in, I was like, uh-oh. And then he ran one play, and he couldn't – the ankle was too bad. He had to go back and miss the game. So that was huge. That helped a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and listen, to your question, Molly, is it sustainable if we can play these Cowboys at home every week? Yes. Right? I mean, we're also very realistic on what we watched today and – yes. You congratulate the Chicago Bears, and you like what you saw there, and they overcame a lot of things. But that was not a great Cowboys team and a depleted Cowboys football team by the end of the day. And so are the Bears, though. So
yes.
It's hard to win in the NFL every week. Like you guys know, like Pat does and a lot of analysts do, you watch the film, you let it talk to you what you really saw, what you didn't see, what will carry over to next week. When we get to all 22, it'll be nice to go through it. Break it down and say, okay, like you're saying, Molly, what is sustainable? Why didn't the run work for so long again? What's going on there, right? What's going on with the inaccuracy in some of the passes? And, yes. You know, just those things that you're watching for in the defense. Why can't we stop the run? Why can't we get our pads down? Why can't we run fit? Why are guys averaging, you know, over 6 yards a carry versus us? But those are things that they have to fix. They know that. But when your quarterback, Pat, was saying before the game, man, like, want to win because of Caleb. And I thought today he was he was a better player on the field than Dak Prescott. I thought he played really, really good football, and he was a difference in the game when he extended the play, found Cole Komet back of the end zone, DJ Moore, and just made a lot of good football plays for his football team.
Yeah, as far as sustaining this, though, Mullen.
Yes.
They put up 31 points against a bad defense. That's what you want to see,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But I want Caleb to sustain what he did today. Play that same way. Play from the pocket. Play under. Play poised. Hit the open receiver. There were a few times on third down he looked very comfortable. Obviously, the O-line was blocking well. But can they sustain that? I expect that out of him. I expect him to play well every week now and to keep this growth going. And I thought he grew a lot today. And so as far as sustainability, I want to see Caleb play like this every week.
Yeah, the third down efficiency for the Bears, they converted 8 of 14 third downs, whereas, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, 3 of 11. And that stops drives. They did convert a couple fourth downs, but, you know, 3rd and 11 is pretty good. You should feel pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 for 14, Molly, like you're saying, is really good. Offensive line gets some credit for that, right?
Yes.
Receivers getting open. And then Caleb operating the scheme that he's given from Ben, and then Ben Johnson on the sideline, and you could tell it's one point. He was really what they say, what do they say the young kids say now? In his bag, I guess, right? He was really in his bag calling plays. He was ahead of defense corner. He had the misdirections
yes.
going. I think Tom Brady mentioned it, right? Like there's he's throwing a little bit of everything at these guys, and he's got them a little off balance. And honestly, man, it was fun to watch them for a game today, today, just to see, man, there was the Ben Johnson that we heard about and we saw on film. There was a Caleb Williams that we drafted number one in the draft. There they were with all their weapons, Luther Burden and DJ Moore and all those guys out there. It was, you know, Swift on the screen, really good in the open field. Like we all know about him. The O-line blocking, really, really good game for the offense today.
No doubt about it. And you know, frankly, I was surprised that the defense did as well as they did. And, you know, part of that is as you say, Tyreek Stevenson played a really good game. And you could almost see his confidence growing after that takeaway to start the game. And it just things started going very positively for him.
Yeah, it sure did. I mean, I'm encouraged what I've seen. I'm very encouraged. It was a bad defense, but I'm very encouraged what I'm seeing. And I hope this marriage between Caleb and Ben Johnson continues to grow, and Ben Johnson is truly that great of a quarterback whisperer, or whatever you want to call him, OC head coach, and can get this kid to be great.
They had a report from Tom Rinaldi at one point where he said that Caleb told him that that the coach isn't afraid to call him out, and he does it in front of his teammates all the time. And I think that's a positive turn of events. I don't know how he feels about it, but it was, I think that's an important thing to do. And then Tom, you know, claimed, I don't know anything about that, you know, because obviously Belichick would do that to him. It was like a nice little moment for them on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. When you hear that, that's what you want, Pat, right? In the locker room, on the field, you don't want to see your best players getting a pass, and your best players want to get coached, right? And that's the standard and the details and the things that you hear everyone talking about for 2 years now. And you're waiting to see it on the field. And it was nice to see it on the field today with the details and they're getting coached. And, you know, there was not a lot of cadence problems, right? That's what we said. We're going to this game watching for cadence problems, watching for false starts, watching for motions and things to be look like they're doing them well. And it looked like today that they got a lot of those things cleaned up. And they got those things going in the right direction. And you got to give credit where credit is due. And Ben Johnson keeps harping on them. And that means they're coaching and practicing. They're getting better at what they're trying to do and what they're trying to be.
All right. We're going to open up.
It sounded good at the O-line of scrimmage. No, I'm just saying it sounded good at the O-line of scrimmage. You could hear it. Just Caleb sounded in control. It sounded really good. It sounded different than what we've heard in the past.
Mm-hmm. We're going to open up the phone lines for everybody. 312. What's the number? I don't think it's changed. 312-644. Yeah.
6767.
You got it. You know the number.
I call in all the time.
I don't ever get to do reads, so I wouldn't know. No one ever gives me any reads around here, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I only say
it. You do too much, Olin. You're heavy lifting too much, man. You don't need to do that.
Thank you very much.
You don't need to do that.
You do too much. You should stop.
Pat, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're the heavy lifter.
All right, we're gonna get to a quick break, and we'll be back with your calls. It's the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
100 minutes to go. Milton back, zips around, and it's picked off. Kevin Byard's got it for the Bears, and that will officially seal the deal. A four turnover day for the Bears defense today, and they have a lot to be happy about, but maybe out of all of it, none to be happier about. Nothing more to be happier about than maybe the best early career game of Caleb Williams. This might be the best one he's put out there yet. 298 yards, four touchdowns, 68% completions, and a rating of 142. He was special today.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And it was quite a performance. You know, game ball to Ben Johnson, game ball to a lot of people, frankly, and Caleb certainly among them. You have to give out a whole, boxes of balls, for God's sake. It was as good a win as the Bears have had in a while, certainly the only win they've had this year. But who's complaining? That was a really good game.
It really was. Yeah, it was fun to watch, right?
Yeah, that's what I was. I just took the words right out of my mouth. It was fun to watch. It was nice to have that, right? It's what I want to ask you guys for a second. When we did get up 31-14, were you like, uh-oh? Did you give a little bit of an uh-oh? I think all Bears fans are like, how could they come back? How can we mess this up? Did you think that way at all or no?
Honestly, I didn't. But go ahead.
Okay, good.
No, just a little bit, but then I realized who was on the other sideline and was watching
yes.
the whole game and went back to the film. But just a good, like, when I had an uh-oh, Pat, it was, remember, right after Tyreek Stevenson caused the fumble, the Gator ball, DeAndre Swift, he hit it up the middle, and then there was a penalty on the ground. I said, oh, man, here we go again. And it was hands to face on Dallas. And I thought, oh, maybe it is a different day. Maybe today is a different day. I was expecting a holding or something on the Chicago Bears. And it was actually, I think Cole Kmet was blocking somebody. And it was hands to face on the Dallas Cowboys. And that's when I thought, maybe it's a little bit of a different day today. Because as soon as I saw the run, and I think Swift hit it up there for 3 or 4 yards early in the game, right after Tyreek Stevenson caused the fumble. And I thought, here we go again. But it wasn't on us. It was on the other team. And that was a good start to the day right there.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I thought when they scored at the end of the half, that was a huge moment for them. Because you knew that Dallas was going to get the ball coming out. And they, you know, it went 14. Then you're up a field goal. And then you're worried about what they're going to do. And then when they scored that touchdown, especially – what was it, like 25 seconds left or something, and then they had called all their timeouts. I just thought that the Bears were in pretty good shape. I thought Dallas was going to come out and score. They were moving the ball, and then they just stopped. And because the Bears had like a three and out to open the second half, and then you thought, wow, you know, once they had that drive, that was the end of the game. You know, you just – I thought it was over when they scored the 9.5-minute drive.
And when you're watching it, right, Pat, you're thinking, okay, like Mully is saying, it's like, okay, we score. You know, Romo Dunze scores, Diggs slips, right? And So I think it was third down, and he scores. And you're like, okay, we did score there, but little luck on the guy slipping, right? And then we score on a flea flicker, and you're waiting, like Mully's saying, you're waiting for a little more of an efficient offense that we're just kind of beating the guys in front of us. And that was that drive at the end of the half, and then the nine-minute drive in the third quarter that really said, okay, those are the things we were waiting to see, that we are moving in the right direction this game, and we are going to win this football game.
All right,
real quick, Mully. We've talked about, you know, Olin, we talked about it last year a little bit, is what Caleb's doing. He did it last year a little bit, scoring points before the half. Was able to come back against Minnesota. They lost in overtime, scoring points at the end of the game. But that was like a seven play drive with 2:25 left in the second quarter, starting at the Bears' 29-yard line and put 7 points on the board. That's what he's paid to do. That's why he was drafted where he was. And, you know, that's a backbreaker to teams going in. It helps the offense, or helps the Bears, and they go running into at halftime. And it's demoralizing to the Cowboys, and they go in at halftime. So that's just more of good on Caleb as far as the game played and what he did, put up 7 points right before half.
All right, let's get some calls. We'll start with Matthew. Matthew is on the south side. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, how's it going, man? Big fan of the show, first time caller.
Make it a habit.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, you know, Bears played a nice game. I'm really happy we got this win. One of the things I think Darnell Wright just needs to clean up the penalties a little bit. You know, he's getting two penalties in the first half. And it seems like that's what he's going to start averaging. And as a first-round pick, I just think he needs to clean that up. Second, you know, flea flicker, wonderful play. It looked sloppy, but it's just those little things that the Bears need to clean up. And like everybody's saying, we can build off this. I'm wondering how many people were scared that the Bears were going to blow the 17-point lead, because I know I was.
Pat, take it. You just talked about it.
I just asked that question because I did. In the back of my mind, I did. I'm like, oh no, please don't give us another one of these post games, man. Please, or else I'm going to lose it. But they played winning football, and they went out and won 31-14. But Olin, I think you tweeted at some point, it might have been right after that 19-play drive, run the ball. What does Ben Johnson do? He lines up in Wildcat, runs like a pseudo flea flicker to Caleb that I think they got a penalty on it or whatever. But all I did is thought about you. I'm like, why aren't we running the ball? Why aren't we running the ball? Ben Johnson just being himself.
I had a few other choice words for Ben when he ran that play. but that's, you know, that's the old lineman in me, Pat, right? I'm a run game guy, and he's got to do his thing. And that is, you know, you put that on film and you keep guys off balance. They never know what you're going to run, which makes him incredibly dangerous, right? And he does take chances. Like I said, on that fourth down, I would have kicked the field goal, right? I wouldn't have ran that flea flicker, but that's why Ben Johnson's on the sideline with the clipboard, and I'm not, right? And, you know, you just see some things you worry about, right? The same thing. The Cowboys are moving the ball. The Cowboys look good. The Bears can't stop them. And all of a sudden, they're handing the ball to CeeDee Lamb in the backfield. Things like that baffle you, right? Like, why would you put your best player in the backfield and hand him the football? And then he's hurt. He's out for the whole game. But today it worked out for Chicago Bears. Yes, I think everyone had a thought at one point, like, man, we could still lose this game from everything that we've seen over the last 14 to 15 football games here in Chicago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, it was also the first game of Caleb's career where he did not get sacked. And I thought that, you know, you didn't feel like they were really going to. I mean, I think he had a pass batted down, and he ran a couple of times and didn't. He ran and he slid one time. But a couple of other times he was just running the ball, and I was kind of like, yeah, you know, not sure about that. But he wasn't getting knocked around or under pressure. It was good that he had more time.
I thought the O-line did a good job today, Pat. I thought they played well in pass protection. I think that when you look really closely at the film, and I think the advanced stats have proven this to be true, because like I've said a million times, I'm an O-line apologist. I'll find a reason why the O-line was right on a play, right? But the stats have proven out that they are blocking for Swift to get two or three or four yards, and he's not getting anything else after that. So this O-line is coming together a little bit. They played a better game today. That team I watched today for some odd reason, the geniuses upstairs trade away Micah Parsons. That's not for me to decide why you would do that and why you wouldn't, right? And they went and got themselves a 30-year-old nose guard, and Dan Campbell said he'd rather not play against Kenny Clark than Parsons. I don't know what goes on in the NFL sometimes. I get a little confused when I hear people talking, but the Chicago Bears can only play against who they line up. And today, the Bears at home, Pat, used their cadence, Mully, kept the penalties down, executed plays, and their young quarterback got the ball out, and his arm talent was on full display, and so was the play caller that we heard a lot about coming into this year.
And I watched a little bit of that Browns game. How about Packers lose? I mean, this is a glorious day
for the Chicago Bears, right?
Mm. Sorry, Pat.
Yeah, it's a great day. No, I was just saying, and just to go back to Caleb and the way he executed the offense, you know, you watch everything, you listen to everything. You listen to the cadence, you watch him get in the huddle, get out of the huddle. You watch him watch the play clock, snap the ball on time, go through the dummy cadence, get ready to snap on turbo or whatever, on two or whatever they're doing. He looked very comfortable. He looked – it flowed. He looked more like a veteran quarterback, a quarterback like I talked about in pregame, that it's a start 20. I want to start seeing that. I want to see command of this offense. And he looked that way. He looked very comfortable even when the clock was running down, that he was, you know, dissecting what was going on defense, understood the play clock was at 6 or 7, had a few more seconds to go ahead and, you know, say the turbo set hut or get the ball snapped to him. He just looked a lot more comfortable. And the question is it because you've seen Matt Eberflus' defense a lot before in practice, you know, during the offseason and stuff like that? I don't know. But he just looked a lot more comfortable, and it just – it's encouraging to see what we've seen from week one to week three so far.
Eberflus didn't vary anything. I mean, I think you kind of – he did what he does. It didn't seem like there were any surprises from him. And I know
the man coverage on the first touchdown was a surprise for me on 3rd and 8, right?
Like, that's true.
And, you know, he blitzes his linebacker, and credit DeAndre Swift. Because the running backs for the Bears in the first two games were struggling with blitz pickup, right? They were struggling protecting the quarterback, and guys were sending him. And I think Eberflus saw that on film, and so I'm gonna put him under pressure again. And Swift steps up, crowds the line, Pat, gives his young quarterback some room. drops his shoulder and picks that linebacker up and holds him off, man. And Romo Dunze, call it what you want, a slip or not, but he beats the cornerback, the best cornerback the Cowboys have that day. And in a touchdown, so he tried to vary it, but I think the Bears, like we talked about coming into the game, I didn't know if Eberflus would have enough bullets in his gun to actually do what he thought he could do against Caleb Williams. And credit the Bears for executing against what they were trying to, what they had put on film, Pat, that they were struggling with going into the game.
Yeah, I'm just overall impressed, because when I watched the Cowboys versus the Eagles, all right, that's week one, you look back on it, but they competed pretty darn hard. They put up a lot of points last week. They gave up a lot of points, but offensively, they looked really good last week. The Bears they looked impressive today. I just want to go back to what the opening statement that they answered it, right? They answered all of our questions this week. Every Sunday is different, but a lot of credit to those guys going out there and playing the way they did offensively and defensively and special teams wise. I got to give them credit. Turpin's one of the best returners in the NFL, and they handled him really well. So all across the board, they played a complete game, obviously winning 31-14. That's what it says, but it was just really nice to watch. And, you know what we should do? We should start trashing them every week so they talk the way they did and play the way they did this weekend. Maybe we could do that. Maybe I'll start calling out all the bad stuff they did.
We are helping.
It's hard to
lose.
They played a heck of a game.
Take a little credit for this.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all us. It's all us.
Just say thank you. That's all you have to do. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to the Football Post Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires, the number 312-644-6767. And don't call myself. It's the Post Game Show on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.